Okay, today is Tmura Daf Yudalit. Many topics in today's Daf, a new perek. I want to focus on a piece of Gemara towards the bottom of Yudalit Amud Aleph that discusses the law of Minchas Nesachim. What is Minchas Nesachim? Generally, every korban is accompanied by a mincha and Nesachim. Every single korban. Like you say in Davin, a mincha sam v'niskehim, Kimidubar, Shloisha Estronim La Par, Shnei Estronim La Oil, the Israel La Keves, the Yain, Kinisko. Okay, there are every single carbon depending on the type of animal. If it's a bull, if it's a sheep, if it's an ayil, every animal has requirements of how much flour and oil are mingled together to produce a mincha, which is applied, put on the mizbeach, and then wine is poured on the mizbeach as well. Minchas Nesachim. And of course, every single day, the Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Ben Abayim, you bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, Tamid Shel Ben Abayim, you bring the animal, the zevach, and after the kohen brings the zevach, the kohen brings, they take the flour and the oil, they mix it together, and they burn it on the mizbeach. Separate, then they take the wine, they pour the wine on the mizbeach. This is part of the process done every single day with every carbon, and of course with the carbon tamid, shalbein, harbein. Then there's something called bringing a mincha, or bringing the nesachim alone. And a person wants to bring a mincha, a person cannot afford to bring an animal. An animal is expensive, can cost whatever it costs. So I want to give a gift to Hashem, I want to bring an offering, I want to bring a mincha. I want to bring one isaron of flour, oil, mix it together, give it to the kohen. If I'm a Yisrael, the kohen picks a kmitza, and he burns the kmitza, just a small amount on the mizbeach, and the shirayim are eaten by the kohanim. You want to bring a gift of yayin? I don't want to bring a carbon. I don't want to bring a mincha. I just want to bring yayin. You make a neder. I want to bring a certain shear of yayin. Two lugim or three lugim, the wine is taken and poured on the mizbech. Okay, there are a set of rules. Okay, I don't know the set of rules. I'm not familiar. I forgot, whatever. But that's not for now. All we have to keep in mind is there are three types of karbanos: an animal, a mincha, and a sachem. If you want, you can bring a mincha alone, and you can bring the sachem alone. But generally, if you bring a karban, you have to bring with it, generally speaking, with the carbon, automatically comes a mincha and nesachim, especially for a carbon tzibur. And specifically, what we talk about today is the carbon tamid shel shachar and the tamid shel bein harbayim. The Gemara notes a contradiction. The contradiction is, can you bring nesachim at night?
What?
Nesachim, yayin, a mincha meal offering, and yayin at night. When do you bring karbanos? Generally speaking, the base is closed. Business hours only. 9 to 5, it's over. Is that true? The answer is it's not true. The Gemara says, Beferish, that you, well, let's see. The Gemara here says, I'll remember you a few lines of Gemara, just a few that we need. Kitani Mia, we mentioned passing the Gemara, Nesachim, Biyom. The only time you can bring an offering of yayin, and for that matter, a mincha, is only by day. Only in the morning, daylight hours. Once the sun sets, it's closed. Really? But we learned above that Nesachim can be brought, but let me read the Gemara. But we learned above another memra where Nesachim can be brought at night. Contradiction. Nesachim can be brought at night. So the Gemara presents two.
Not just Nesachim, but also an animal.
No, animal definitely not. There's no question about an animal is only by day. But with regard to bringing the mincha and the nesachim, we have a contradiction in the Gemara. One opinion says it, one place it says it can be brought at night, one says not. So the Gemara goes through a whole long discussion, and the Gemara concludes, Ela I ashkechei d'chsev igart, if I can find the person that would write a letter, shalaki leilu Rav Yosef, v'loi tisme minchas nesachim imastis, v'loi kashya. The ultimate answer, the Gemara concludes at the very end of the whole long story. The Gemara kan b'nesachim haboim im hazevach, kan b'nesachim haboim bifnei atzmon. If the nesachim are accompanying a korban, it must come by day. If the nesachim are offered independently as a gift, it can come at night. So let's, the carbon tzibur, every carbon tzibur is accompanied with a meal offering and nisachim and yayin. Being that the carbon is offered by day, the accompanying meal offering and yayin must be offered by day. But if I as an individual want to donate an offering to the Beis HaMikdash of nisachim or a meal offering, no problem. You can come at night. It can be offered on the Mizbeach Lechatchila in the evening. Beis HaMikdash is never closed. It can be offered. Was it actually done? I don't know the detail, but technically it can be done. There's no. That is how the Gemara can come. That's the Gemara's conclusion. Two different types of Nisachim. We're focusing now on the Karban Tzibur. Its Mincha Nisachim must be brought by day. Okay. Now, the topic I want to talk about is Tfilas Mincha. What is the zman to daven tefillas mincha? So it's a Gemara Masechta Brachos, a Mishnah Masechta Brachos. There are two opinions pinned out of the Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban. Now let me just give you a little background. There are a few different zmanim for mincha. The Gemara Brachos says, why do we daven mincha? It corresponds to the tamid shel bein ha'arboyim. We daven shachris. It corresponds to the tamid shel shachar. The Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim would offer every single day. The Torah requires the tamid in the morning. That's why when we daven mincha, bizman as we don't have a carbon tamid, so unshalma forim sifaseinu, our tefillah is in the place of the tamid shel shachar. So Gemara Masechta Brachos. Why do we daven mincha? Because to correspond to the tamid shel bein harboyim. Why do we daven ma'ariv? Because the emurim, the fats of the carbon tamid would burn the entire night, the kohanim were busy burning the carbonus the entire evening. Is what we do for ma'ariv. Our ma'ariv corresponds to the burning of the limbs and fats of the carbonus at night. Being that our tefillos correspond to the tamid shel shachar and tamid shel bein harboyim, generally the zmanim for tefillah shachar and tefillas mincha correspond to the zmanim of these korbanos. When do they offer the tamid shel shachar? First thing in the morning, early in the morning, soon as it was dawn, they offer the carbon tamid shel shachar. That's why we daven soon as we can see a ray of light. Alois hashachar. When did they offer the Tamid Shel Bein Harboyim? In the afternoon. So the Gemara says technically what's called the afternoon. There are differences. Mincha Gedola is 6.5 hours into the day. The Chatzos Hayom is 12 o'clock. Make believe we'll divide the day into 12 parts. Shel Zmanios. 12 o'clock is Chatzos. That's not called the hour, that's midday. When is it already called the second half of the day? When it's a half an hour past the middle of the day, that's already the zman when technically you can offer the tamid shel bein harboyim. And indeed, erev Pesach, being that everyone had to offer their karban Pesach in the afternoon, yeah. And the karban Pesach comes after tamid shel bein harboyim, so they offer the karban Pesach at the earliest moment possible, which was 6.5 hours into the day. So being that, that's the earliest time to offer Tamid Shel Bein Harboyim, and indeed, that's when they offer Tamid Shel Bein Harboyim Erev Pesach, that's when we can daven Mincha. So you can find him Yenef Mincha today at 12:40, 12:42, because that in Shel Zmanios is 6.5 hours into the day. Practically speaking, they on a regular day of the year, they did not offer the Tamid Shel Bein Harboyim that early, because you're not allowed to bring any other carbon after you bring the Tamid Shel Bein Harboyim. So if you have a long line of people waiting outside to bring an oila, a chatas, a shlamim for all of their sins, and he says, oh, it's 12:40, we'll bring the tamid shel ben harbayim, and showtime, that's it. It's over. Everyone's, but we didn't bring our carbon yet. It's not enough time. So therefore, because to accommodate the tzibur, everyone should have time to bring their carbonos, they would not open until 9.5 hours. That's called Mincha Kitana. Mincha Kitana. So Mincha Gedola is 6.5 hours. Mincha Kitana is 9.5 hours. And then there's what's called Plag HaMincha. Plag HaMincha is you take the 2.5 hours, so 9.5 hours until 12, until night, until the day is over. Day is over at 12 o'clock. 12 hours. 24 hours in the day, 12 hours for day, 12 hours for night. So from 9 and a half until 12, there are 2.5 hours. You divide that in half. You have an hour and a quarter for each half. An hour and a quarter before the end of the day is called Plag HaMincha. How the Tamid Shalbein HaRabayim was typically finished by Plag HaMincha. So indeed, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to daven Mincha after Plag HaMincha. That's it. Once you come to Plag HaMincha, finished.
How many hours till Plag HaMincha?
From Mincha Ketana to Laila to evening is
so
2.5 hours.
10 and 3 quarters.
10 and 3 quarters?
Right. Correct. So according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, being that the Ketamin Shalbein HaRabayim was offered at Mincha Ketana at 9.5 hours and only took an hour and a quarter, half of that to finish, an hour Mincha corresponds to the Tamid Shalbein HaRabayim, you're not allowed to daven Mincha past Plag Mincha, which is an hour and a quarter before night. 1 hour and 15 minutes before night, it's too late to daven Mincha.
What's the definition of night?
Oh, excellent point. I'll get that one second. Very good. According to the Rabbanim, no such thing. It's true that generally they offer the min of the Talmud Shalbein HaRabayim at 9.5 hours and they were finished by Plag Mincha, an hour and 15 minutes later. But technically, you can offer the Talmud Shalbein HaRabayim all the way until night. And therefore, you can daven Mincha all the way until it gets dark, until night. Two opinions. How do we paskin? So we paskin generally like the Rabbanim. You can daven Mincha until night. Now, you asked a very good... I'm sorry, I forgot your name. What's your name again?
Heshi Glatter.
Glatter. You're a rabbi, a doctor?
No.
So the question asked is, what is called night? Oh, that's another question. So there are two opinions on what's called night. Night either is sunset, or what we call sunset.
Shkia.
Well, shkia is a very dangerous term, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, shkia means when you see three stars. Okay, it's a day. Okay, right. Shkia means shkia. What we call shkia, our terminology, shkia, sunset. And other opinion, night is when the stars come out. Now you can go many layers. And what is called when the stars come out? Is that 35 minutes? Is that 41 minutes? Is that 50 minutes? Is that 72 minutes? Is that 90 minutes? It's another question. You go and get many, many layers. Many layers. Every step of the way, you get into more questions and complications. Okay, but generally, it's either when the sun sets, the ball of the sun sinks below the horizon, you can no longer see it, even though it's light outside, or night is called when the stars come out, and that will be very big nafkamin. According to the opinion of the Rabbanim, you allowed to have a mincha until night, you allowed to bring a carbon until night, it means until the stars come out. Just because the ball of the sun went beneath the horizon, that's still called day. Day is as long as there is light in the sky, until the stars come out, that's called day. According to the opinion that says that day ends when the sun sets, so you only can bring the car, the Talmud shall be in mind until the sun sets. So, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, whatever you're going to define as night, you have to finish bringing Talmud Shalbein HaRabayim, you have to finish out Mincha an hour and 15 minutes before the halachic definition of night. Halachic definition of night is when the stars come out, 1 hour and 15 minutes before that moment in time, you must already have finished Mincha. If you hold that night begins when the sun sets, you must have finished Mincha 1 hour and 15 minutes before the sun descends below the horizon. So you get to the so-called Tarte de Sastri. So what do? If you look like the man of the Yama that says that you can daven Mincha, like this whole different story, you look like the man that you can daven. Ma'ariv can only be daven at night. Why do we daven Ma'ariv early, after sunset? Why do we daven? Because we're so mechan Rabbi Yehuda. The reason why we always daven Ma'ariv early is because we're very lenient. We go like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can daven, Mincha must be completed before Plag HaMincha. An hour and 15 minutes before the halachic evening. After Mincha, the Zman of Mincha is over, the Zman of Ma'ariv begins. So you can daven Ma'ariv 1 hour and 15 minutes before night. What's 1 hour and what's called night? If you hold night is when the sun sets, you can daven Maariv very early, 1 hour and 15 minutes before the sun sets. The problem we always have is that we contradict ourselves. We daven Mincha,
after
Plaga Mincha, and then we daven Maariv. Mm-hmm. So you're taking the opinions of two, like a Beshali and Beis Hillel. Manavshach. If you're davening Mincha, if you hold after Plaga Mincha, you can daven Mincha, because you hold that still called day, because you're following the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to daven Maariv until it's night. So how can you daven Maariv, and then when 5 minutes later you daven Maariv, during that same period of time, you're following the opinion of of Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda says, but you couldn't daven Mincha. If you davening Maariv now, you were not allowed to daven Mincha 2 minutes ago. So how dare you take the leniencies of both rabbis at the same moment of time? That's what's called tarte disaster. A lot of Torah, you could talk about this forever, or how we do this, why you're allowed to do this, you shouldn't really do this, but we do it anyway. You do it Friday, you can do it once a week, Friday night. That's not the topic I want to talk about. Maybe we'll talk another time, but the point I want to talk about is Mincha. When is the Zman Mincha? Now, let me ask you a more fundamental question. Why is the tefillah of the afternoon called Mincha? Bishlam Shachris, it's a very Shachar.
Yeah.
Tomich, what? Alois HaShachar. The morning. And there's a Tomit Shal Shachar, right? The Tomit Shal Shachar, it corresponds to the prayer of Shachris, of the Tomit, and the Tomit in the morning was the Tomit Shal Shachar. So if you want that, we should call Mincha Bein Horabayim, the afternoon. But we don't, we call it Mincha. Mincha means a gift. Why do we call it Mincha? Why do we call the afternoon prayer Mincha? We should call the Tomit Shal Bein Horabayim, we should call it Tefillah. What's going on? So one answer, okay, going a little bit off the top, but just seems interesting to these ideas. There's an Avud Raham, fascinating halacha. Avud Raham talks about the sin of Adam Harishon. When Adam Harishon sinned, the pasuk says, that Hashem inquired about Adam after the sin. Vayishmu es kol Hashem. Adam and Chava heard. They sinned. They ate from the Eitz Hadas. They recognized that they were not wearing clothing. Yes. They hid. Vayishmu. They got scared. They heard. Es kol Hashem elokim mishalech bagon. Walking, excuse me, in the garden. Leruach hayom. The ruach. The wind of the day. What does that mean? The ruach hayom. And they hid. Vayishchabeh odam vishmu. They hid. What does Rashi say? I don't even pay attention to what Rashi says. Pasuk ches. Pasuk ches is there Rashi l'ruach hayom l'oso ruach shahashemesh bo misham, where the sun comes from. Zohi marodis shalifnos erev, in the evening chama b'marav. The ruach hayom means, and so what does it mean? Rashi continues v'hemos sorchu bo asiris, they sin the tent afkes. Rashi is really explaining towards the where the sun is. Ruach means the side. Where is the sun in the afternoon? In the west. The Targum, the Avud Raham folks on the Targum, that's what I really want to get to, the Targum. Targum says, Ushma'u yos kal memra da Hashem elokim misalech, begin in the garden, limnach. Limnach. The Targum for the word ruach, the side, is menach, which means related to the word mincha. So when we say we daven tefillas mincha, we're davening the tefillah of the afternoon. Because, well, how do we know this? So this is all based on the Medrash. It's not explicit in the pasuk. You have to combine Rashi with the Targum and the Medrash. Rashi and Targum. When did Adam and Chava sin? They sinned in the 10th hour of the day. Okay, that's the whole Medrash of when they were created and what they did. The whole timetable. The 10th hour of the day is when they sinned. Immediately after they sinned, they detected that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was walking, whatever that means, in the garden, and they hid. L'ruach hayom. It was a time of when the sun was towards the other side. The sun rises in the east, hour 0, and it sets at hour 12. At hour number 10, it's very noticeable where is the sun. It's all the way in the west. L'ruach hayom, towards the late afternoon. And the late afternoon is translated to mean l'nach, which means mincha. So the Targum, the way we describe that our tefillah of mincha is in the afternoon. It's a fancy term for bein harbayim. We go back to the first time in the Torah where the afternoon is described.
Okay.
The first time the word afternoon described in the Torah is l'ruach hayom l'nach. That's why it's called tefillas mincha, the tefillah of the afternoon. Okay, this is one very beautiful idea from the Rambam, why it's called mincha. I'll give you another idea. I'm going off the topic, but it's a little bit, but I'll come back. That's later. I'll go to the end. Now let's go back to the point we want to make over here. The Magen Avraham says, explains why it's called mincha. You know why it's called mincha and not bein harbayim? Every karban is accompanied by a mincha and yayin, which the term, the package of the meal offering and the wine, minchas nisachim. The reason we call the afternoon prayer mincha is it refers to the minchas nisachim of the tamid shel bein harbayim. Now let me explain. This is how the Gemara explains. When we daven, we're really trying to daven the beginning of the day and the end of the day. This that many of us, present company included, daven mincha early as possible. It's very convenient. Daven at 6. It's not really ideal. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, it's not the best thing to daven mincha at 6.5 hours. Daven mincha at 12:30, 1 o'clock. In yeshivas, they daven 1 o'clock, went to 1:30. It's not necessarily ideal. Why? Tefillah was set up with the karbanos the very beginning of the day and the very end of the day. It's ideal to daven shachris kivosikin, when the sun rises. When the day begins, you thank Hashem, you pray to Hashem. When the day ends, you thank Hashem. When does the day end? The day ends at the end. That's either at 12 hours or with sunset or whatever the end is. Davening a little bit half midday, that's towards the end, but that's not really the end. When a karban has three parts, really it's two parts, the karban and the minchas nesach. So when you deal with the start, you deal with the animal, the blood of the animal. The blood of the animal is put on the mizbeach first things as early as possible. After you bring the mincha, the blood, then you bring the minchas nesach. That's done later. So when we're describing mincha, we focus on the end of the process to bring us to the end of the day as much as possible. So for the Tamid Shel Shachris, we focus on the blood of the Tamid Shel Shachris, the beginning of the process. When we come to mincha, Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo, we focus on the afternoon prayer. We don't focus on the beginning of the process. We focus on the end of the process. The end of the process is the Minchas Nesachim. That's why when we refer to the prayer of Mincha, we don't focus on the blood of the Zevach, the Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim. We focus on the Minchas Nesachim, which accompanies the blood of the Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim, which comes at the very, very end. Now, wait a minute. That's really so. We have a problem. The problem is as follows. A careful reading of the Mechaber and the Ramban, this and elsewhere, I'm not going to go through Mishkuz, we're running out of time, is the Ramban says that when we pass like the opinion of, the Mechaber and the Ramban says, when we pass like the opinion of the Ramban, you're allowed to daven mincha, you can daven mincha all the way until, like the Ramban, until Laila. When is Laila? See, unbelievable, it's not what we're accustomed to Ashkenazim. The Ramban, Mechaber say, Laila is tsei sakoy chavim, when the stars come out. Which means, according to the Mechaber and the Ramah, you're allowed, lechatchila, to daven mincha until the stars come out. After the ball of the sun goes beneath the surface of the horizon, you have another, whatever it means, 50 minutes or 40 minutes or 72 minutes to daven mincha. This is what many, those Nusach Chasidim, they daven very makbid, bedavka, to daven then, until the stars come out. This is what the Mechaber and the Ramah say. Now, the Mishnah Berurah, like we learned before in the Mishnah Berurah Shir, says, no, those are the most interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, I know it says this in the Mechaber, and it says in the Ramah, but let me tell you, we don't pass like none of the above. halacha is different because Roiv HaPoiskim disagree, and then Mishmu is very, very strong that you're not allowed to daven mincha past the setting of the sun. Shkia. You're not allowed to daven mincha. But let's put the Mishnah Berurah aside, focus on the Mechaber and the Ramah. How can the Mechaber and the Ramah paskin that you can daven mincha until the stars come out? We just finished learning, let's combine what we just said, is that mincha corresponds to the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. What part of the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim? The Minchas Nesachim. And we just learned, in the Gemara, Minchas Nesachim, only Tom can be brought at night is when they're brought independently. Okay. But when the Minchas Nesachim accompanies the Zevach, when it accompanies the Zevach, just like the Zevach must be brought by day, the Minchas Nesachim must be brought by day. So now we have a problem. Why do we have a problem? Because what is called day? And this is a Gemara Masech the Pesachim and a Masech the Zvachim. The Tomet Shel Bein Harbayim is unique. It must be brought when the sun is still shining. Even though you'll tell me for other halachas, it could possibly be that it's still called day until the ball of the until the stars come out. But the Tomet Shel Bein Harbayim must be applied to the Mizbeach when the sun is still shining. That's what I'm getting.
You can bring it literally to the last minute.
That's what I'm coming. That's the chiddush we need to bring out from the Gemara to explain the Gemara. It's a Gemara Masech Zvachim. That why? Because there's an extra word bayom. There are many opinions in the Gemara. I'm taking the most lenient opinion of all, combining everything together. Let's say generally you'll tell me that when you talk about day, what's called halachic day. It doesn't mean that the day ends when the shkia, when the sun sets, as long as it's light outside. That's one approach. It's approach in the Gemara. This approach, this, as long as the stars have not yet come out, it's still called day. Even though that may be true, when it comes to bringing a korban, a zevach, as the blood of the zevach must hit the mizbeach when the sun is shining. The ball of the sun is above the horizon because of a gezeres hakosav. It says an extra word, biyom zivchachem. It is an extra word. So it's a whole story, the whole Gemara, the long Tosfos and Masechta Zvachim, Masechta Pesachim. That's the way it is. Biyom. So now we're dealing with Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Now let's air everything together. Let's air all the factors together. All the factors to bring out a kasha on the Mechaber and the Ramah. If it's true, the Gemara, then when it comes to Minchas Nesachim, if you bring Minchas Nesachim independently, then you can bring it at night. But when you bring the Minchas Nesachim to accompany a korban, it takes the character and the rules of the korban. Correct? That's what Gemara says. Al Gemara, Daf Yudala, Tamura. When the Minchas Nesachim accompany a korban, it takes upon itself the rules of the korban. If the rule of a korban tamid is it must be brought by day when the ball of the sun is still in the sky before it sets, that will mean the Minchas Nesachim must be brought before Shkia. And our Tzilas Mincha Bizman has it. The reason why it's called Mincha according to the Magen Avraham with the explanation of the Gra is because it corresponds to the end of the process of the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. The Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim has a two-step process. There is the animal and there is the Minchas Nesachim. And being that we're coming to the end, we want to attach ourselves to the very end, to the Minchas Nesachim. So when should be the latest time you're allowed to daven Mincha? When you bring the Minchas Nesachim. And being the Gemara said the Minchas Nesachim,
the one that attached to the carbon, yeah, or independently?
The one that attached to the carbon.
Yeah,
that's the stin. So since the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim has the Minchas Nesachim, our Tfilas Mincha corresponds to Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim, the Minchas Nesachim, and we just finished learning the Gemara that whenever you have a Minchas Nesachim that attaches itself to a carbon, it gets the rules of the carbon, so the Minchas Nesachim of the Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim must have been brought before the sun set. And our mincha corresponds to that moment in time of the minchas nesachim. So how can the mechaber and the Ramah tell us that you're allowed to daven mincha until the stars come out? That's the big question. It's a very difficult question.
So probably they hold that it's not tied to the actual carbon.
But the Gemara says it is. So you have to say, you have no choice but to say, what you're saying is that when the Gemara, this is a very big chiddush. This is a fascinating chiddush. That when the Gemara says here on this staff that the minchas nesochim that accompany a zevach take the rules of the zevach, and they own mimela can only be offered by day. You're forced to understand this way. This is the way the Machaber and the Rambam understand, based on not the only ones. That school of thought is of the opinion not 100%. Now, don't get carried away. There's something called a day, halachic day. Generally speaking, halachic day goes until the stars come out. So there's a technicality.
Day ends, night starts.
Day ends, night. But when does the night start? The night starts, when is that point in time? That's generally we're following that when the stars come out. There's a technical halacha that when you bring a zevach, an animal, the blood of the zevach has to be applied to the mizbeach before shkia. There's another halacha that the minchas nesachim attach itself to the zevach, and the minchas nesachim may not be offered at night. But there's a compromise. The compromise is, since generally minchas nesachim, independent minchas nesachim, can be offered at night, and in this case, these minchas nesachim, they're not independent, they're being attached to a zevach, we're only going to attach it to the zevach that it must be brought while it's still halachic day. But it doesn't get the stringency and the requirement that it must be put on the mizbeach while the sun is still in the sky before shkia. And therefore, it's fascinating, that's why you can daven mincha, according to the Mechaber and Ramah, until the stars come out. Even though we're brainwashed, what do we go about? Why don't we daven mincha? Ask any chav. We daven mincha. It's a gemara. Everyone knows the gemara because it's the tamid shel ben habayim. It's explicit in the gemara that the tamid shel ben habayim in every carbon, the blood must be offered on the mizbeach before the sun sets, before shkia. And yet the mechaber, the ramah, and all the chassidish world, they follow this, and even the Ashkenazim also, to some degree, don't always follow the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is very tough with this; it's very tough. But if you look in the Piskei Tshuva, it's fascinating how he goes through the decision. He shows that not everyone, even among the Ashkenazim, traditionally followed this approach with a so makbid before shkia. You can daven mincha even after shkia. What's going on? Doesn't make sense because follow, just connect all the dots. Connect all that. Tamid shel ben habayim mitzvah. You have to add in all these facts. Why is it called mincha? Well, we have a nice little drush. Manach hayom, ruach hayom, lemanach targum. But let's focus on halacha. Magen Avram, beautiful. Bimizrach haShemesh ad mevoho. We daven in the beginning. We daven at the end. Tamid shel shachar is a process. Animal mincha. In the beginning, we focus on the beginning. Ben harbayim, we focus on the end. The end is the minchas nesachim. That's why it's called mincha. When is the mincha brought? Well, the Gemara here in Masechet Tumot Daf Yudal Amud Aleph and Amud Beis says it's brought with the zevach. Don't get carried away. It's true, it's with the zevach, only to the degree halachic yom, but not the technical details of the yom of the zevach. The yom of the zevach is before shkia, but the yom of the mincha can still be brought until tseis hakochavim, because it shouldn't be so much far removed from an independent mincha, which can be brought the whole night. And therefore, since our tefillas ha-mincha corresponds to that minchas nesachim, we can daven all the way until say sakai chavim.
I'll ask you, Shabbat, what about shachris? Shachris should be also a carbon tafid, right?
Yes.
And you had said before, the ideal is to daven
early as possible.
Yeah, but you bring the Sochem also.
No, but the Shachris is not, our Shachris is not corresponding to the Mincha. Our Shachris corresponds to the Zevach.
No. So the part of the process of the carbon is the Sochem also, right?
Correct.
So does that mean you can go late Sman for Shachris?
Well, they finished that. They was finished very quickly. That was also done very quickly. That's a soiv zman. That's a separate. I'm not prepared for that. That's a separate sugya. I'm talking about that's the soiv zman of shachris. We deal with the tchila zman of shachris versus the soiv zman of mincha. Okay, you're right. There are other issues in discussing the soiv zman of shachris. We ask them. You saw this. Mimizrach haShemesh ad
mevoh. I understand the mincha thing.
But Shachris, we're focusing on the beginning.
To stretch out
Right, exactly, exactly.
You find a head to stretch out.
Okay, let me just tell you one very quick drush. Time, well, one very beautiful drush. This is something to me which is a total shock. There's another reason why we daven. We daven in connect the Ovos. Aaron was misakin tila shachar. It's another Gemara. Yisrael was misakin tila simin. Yaakov was misakin tila smarv. Shachar was misakin tila smarv. Yashkim Avraham baboiker. Avraham got early in the morning. That was Avraham. Yitzchak shiduchim. Vayetze Yitzchak losuach vasode lifnois erev in the afternoon. And then we have Myriv Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was misakin tila smarv. Vayolan shav. He stayed there. He came to Basel. How could it be that I passed the place, my father's daven, he went back, it was nighttime, he was misakin tila smarv. Okay, fine. There's a kolbo, I think it's the kolbo, the Torah says, let's say you want to daven, more than one tefillah. Are you want to daven? I want to daven shachar twice. I want to daven shemoneh esrei twice. Three times, four times. So today, of course, you wouldn't do this, but me'ikar hadin, you can daven as many times as you want shemoneh esrei a day, provided mechadesh v'edavar. You have to come up with a new chiddush. You have to feel if you want to daven more than once Shemoneh Esrei for Shachris, you want to daven five times Shemoneh Esrei in the morning, every Shemoneh Esrei you have to be mechadesh, a new understanding of a word or an idea in the tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. That's the rule. Today, we're not on a level where we can expect that we'll be mechadesh. We're not such deep thinkers that we'll be mechadesh. We don't do this. The Torah, no one does what I'm about to tell you, no one does either. When it comes to mincha, if you want to daven mincha twice, you can do it. It's okay. And if you're in the mood, and you don't have to be mechadish b'davar. You don't have to. So why not? So I saw Rav David Cohen Sefer Masas Kappa. He explains because the truth is, there's another medrash that says that Avraham was mesakein mincha. It's a Gemara, it's a Rashi, Masechta Yoma. I don't remember the exact details. What I remember is that after Yitzchak got married, it says in the pasuk, "Vayosef Avraham vayikach isha ushma keturah." Yitzchak got married, and then Avraham got married. Yeah. Chazal say that Avraham was mekane Yitzchak; he was jealous of Yitzchak. Look at that; he was got married. Avraham at this point didn't have a wife; Sarah already died. He was mekane. So what does it mean? It doesn't mean that because he was jealous of the fact that Yitzchak acquired a shirk through the koyach hatzfila. Vayetze Yitzchak lasuach basadeh, and he created mincha. Avraham also copied Yitzchak. He was mespalel a mincha, and that way, and through his mincha, he acquired keturah. So the Medrash says that there were two people who invented mincha: Avraham and Yitzchak. And they go further. The Rav David Cohen goes further. Avraham's mincha is mincha gedola. When you daven mincha at 12:00, 12:30, that's the mincha of Avraham. When you daven mincha, plag ha mincha, vayetze Yitzchak lifnois erev losuach basade, that's the mincha of Yitzchak. Menela, if you daven mincha twice a day, you don't need to be mechadesh davar. This is the Torah says lahalacha. The Torah says it's lahalacha because there are two times of mincha. There's a shachris of Avraham, there's a mincha of Avraham, there's a mincha of Yitzchak, and there's a ma'ariv of Yaakov. So really, there are four tefillahs every single day. It's a fascinating idea. Lahalacha, I don't suggest you do this.
I would have said the opposite.
What?
What does the Torah bring this down?
I guess Nochus too. I don't know. I have to look it up. I have to find it.
Copyrighted mincha.
Yitzchak gets the pack. Vayoyosef Avraham. Okay, but these to review these are some very beautiful ideas we have here. A Gemara, a very beautiful Gemara. Gemara tells us that it's minchas nesachim is tied a stira. Can you bring the mincha at night? At night or by day? The contradiction. One says you can bring the mincha at night. One says only by day. Contradiction. The Gemara answers: if the mincha is a tuffle to the zevach, you can bring it by day. The simple understanding is it gets all the rules of the zevach. That's the simple understanding. All the rules. A zevach, the blood must be brought on the mizbech when it's still the sun is still above the horizon. If that's taka true, we're in a lot of trouble because we have a tefillas mincha. Tefillas mincha responds to the tamid shel bein habayim, not to the tamid, but to the minchas nesachim. And the minchas nesachim is the minchas nesachim. Why then does the Mechaber must say you can bring it all the way into Tzitzak HaChavim? And with the explanation of the Gruah, the beginning and the end, why then Tzitzak HaChavim? It must mean that when they learn Shah and the Gemara, when the Gemara tells us that you can the Minchas Sachem, that such as the Zevach can be brought by day, it doesn't mean day with all the rules of the Zevach. It's still hanging on to the independent Minchas Nesachem, which has a Shaychus to the night. And that's why the Minchas Sachem can extend all the way until night, and that's why we can daven Ma'ariv all the way until Tzitzak HaChavim.
Yes, I would